brought to you by Penguin.
The End of Everything, Astrophysically Speaking, by Katie Mack. Read by Gabra Zachman with the author.
Chapter 1, Introduction to the Cosmos. Some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. Robert Frost, 1920. The question of how the world will end has been the subject of speculation and debate among poets and philosophers throughout history. Of course, now, thanks to science, we know the answer. It's fire. Definitely fire. In about 5 billion years, the sun will swell to its red giant phase, engulf the orbit of Mercury and perhaps Venus, and leave the Earth a charred, lifeless, magma-covered rock. Even this sterile, smoldering remnant is likely fated to eventually spiral into the sun's outer layers and disperse its atoms in the churning atmosphere of the dying star. So, fire. That's settled. Frost was right the first time. But he wasn't thinking big enough. I'm a cosmologist. I study the universe, as a whole, on the largest scales. From that perspective, the world is a small, sentimental speck of dust lost in a vast and varied universe. What matters to me, professionally and personally, is a bigger question. How will the universe end? We know it had a beginning. About 13.8 billion years ago, the universe went from a state of unimaginable density to an all-encompassing cosmic fireball to a cooling, humming fluid of matter and energy, which laid down the seeds for the stars and galaxies we see around us today. Planets formed, galaxies collided, light filled the cosmos. A rocky planet orbiting an ordinary star near the edge of a spiral galaxy developed life, computers, political science, and spindly bipedal mammals who read physics books for fun. But what's next? What happens at the end of the story? The death of a planet, or even a star, might in principle be survivable. In billions of years, humanity could still conceivably exist, in some perhaps unrecognizable form, venturing out to distant reaches of space, finding new homes and building new civilizations. The death of the universe, though, is final. What does it mean for us, for everything, if it will all eventually come to an end? Welcome to the End Times. Despite the existence of some classic and highly entertaining papers in the scientific literature, I first encountered the term eschatology, the study of the end of everything, by reading about religion. Eschatology, or more specifically, the end of the world, provides a way for many of the world's religions to contextualize the lessons of theology and to drive home their meaning with overwhelming force. For all the theological differences between Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, they have in common a view of the end times that brings about a final restructuring of the world in which good triumphs over evil and those favored by God are rewarded. Exactly how those rewards are doled out and to whom is not the part they have in common. Perhaps the promise of a final judgment serves to somehow make up for the unfortunate fact that our imperfect, unfair, arbitrary physical world cannot be relied upon to make existence good and worthwhile for those who live right. In the same way a novel can be redeemed or retroactively ruined by its concluding chapter, many religious philosophies seem to need the world to end, and to end justly, for it to have had meaning in the first place. Of course, not all eschatologies are redemptive, and not all religions predict an end time at all. Despite the hype around late December 2012, the Mayan view of the universe was a cyclic one, as it is in Hindu tradition, with no particular end designated. The cycles in these traditions aren't mere repetitions, but are imbued with the possibility that things will be better the next time around. All your suffering in this world is bad, but don't worry, a new world is coming, and it will be unscarred, or perhaps improved, by the iniquities of the present. Secular stories of the end, on the other hand, run the gamut.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?